This is a special Hanukkah edition of Judaism Unbound, Night 4. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dan Liebenson.
And I'm Lex Rothberg.
And we are about to light candles for the fourth night of Hanukkah. And what we wanted to talk about tonight was the possibility of popular culture relating to Hanukkah, whether that's books, movies, or something else. And Lex, what's on your mind? Like, what would you go and do after you lit candles tonight in terms of popular culture?
Well, tonight and pretty much every night in the history of the universe, I would be excited to watch Rugrats Hanukkah, because Rugrats Hanukkah, I don't care what any of you listeners out there or anyone else thinks, is like the greatest episode of any television show in the history of the planet. And the reason, there's a few reasons for that. One is that Rugrats Hanukkah, as far as I know, was the first ever representation of a Jewish holiday in an animated kids in any kids show on TV. It was a huge milestone in the mid-90s. And it's also, forgetting just the landmark nature of it, a really beautiful story. And it manages to balance sort of an embrace of fun cultural traditions and things like latkes and those little pieces that we all love about Hanukkah with some of the narrative of the Maccabees and the story that led to this whole thing, and some just general ideas about family and connection and what it means to celebrate Hanukkah today. So that's all just the Hanukkah piece. And then it also builds in some really beautiful commentary on Hanukkah's relationship to broader society and its relationship to Christmas. There's people in the Pickles family, that's the Rugrats family, who are not Jewish, along with those who are. And so Christmas looms large in the episode as well. I think it's a really special, you know, half hour of television, and I'd recommend it especially for my fellow millennials and 90s kids who I'm sure have seen it 100 times, but you should make it 101. But also for those of you that might not have grown up with Rugrats, it's a great program.
It's funny, like, as I'm thinking about this, I'm kind of racking my brain for, like, what is really, you know, the best thing, the best piece that I like about Hanukkah? I mean, clearly there's the Hebrew hammer, which I'll bring up again, because that's a lot of fun and very Hanukkah related. I think I'm going in this sort of absurdist direction, because the only thing that keeps coming into my mind is the movie For Your Consideration, which is one of Christopher Guest's movies, you know, like, that's the maker of Spinal Tap, etc. And it has nothing to do with Hanukkah, but the funny thing is that it's a movie about the making of a movie, and the movie that they're making is called Home for Purim. And it's this idea that this Jewish family, everybody's coming home for Purim, which is obviously absurd because nobody comes home for Purim. It's not that kind of holiday, or at least it's not observed as that kind of holiday in America. And there's something about that kind of like absurdist element that I think is really interesting. You know, it's kind of like the bookend to Barry Levinson's movie Avalon, which is about a Jewish family apparently celebrating Thanksgiving. But in my read, it really is clearly about a Jewish family celebrating Passover. And, you know, there's a lot of that kind of, you know, hidden or absurdist, you know, on the other hand, kind of stuff in film. And I think, you know, it would be fun every night of Hanukkah to sort of watch a film that may or may not be about Hanukkah, but that in some way is kind of exploring Judaism in an unusual way. And I think that if we watched 8 of those in a week, you know, we'd have some really interesting conversations.
And we'd love to hear what you would add to this list of films to watch, books to read, whether they're directly about Hanukkah, there's lots of good stuff and a growing number of TV specials, etc., related to Hanukkah, or if there are other bits and pieces of film or books that you think relate to the holiday in one way or another. But send us your ideas, explore the rest of our Hanukkah Unbound offerings at our website, judaismunbound.com. There's some great things that we hope that you'll enjoy and use to enhance your experience. So with that, this has been Night 4 of Hanukkah Unbound.